can create clouds just like that.
In the age of technology, science is more important than ever before. The Questacon Science Circus wants to make sure children in the bush don't miss out on the fun.
My name is Andy Leach. I'm from Canberra and I'm a Shell Questacon Science Circus presenter.
And what's going on?
Right now we're just setting up before we head into the room to do a school show for the School of the Air in Alice Springs.
What's the show?
We're doing a show all about pressure, so different sciences of pressure, creating low and high pressure environments, and then we're going to finish off with some liquid nitrogen demonstrations to try and wow the kids.
Years 6, 7, 8 and 9 are logged on and ready and waiting.
Over the internet, via video and School of the Air, students from NT and Western Queensland cattle stations experience science in action.
Here I just have a little bit of a propane canister, and again we're going to try not to burn down the studio because you all have classes later on. Get that burning there nicely. And on top of it, I've just got a can full of water. Oh, we can see that steaming nicely now. Okay, and in 3, 2, 1. All the air was pulled out, turned back into water inside this can, so it was a low pressure environment. All the atmosphere air is pushing down this can and it ends up crushing the can.
Later, the liquid nitrogen comes out, and to the amazement of most, the scientists make
now,
a cloud.
I'm going to pour some liquid nitrogen in here. Thank you so much. Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
As you can see, we have created a cloud.
When it comes to question time, there's no shortage of some pretty serious thinking.
I wanted to know, how does the air change when you blow it into a balloon? How does the air differ from when you suck it out of the atmosphere and blow it into a balloon?
So, if you were blowing it into the balloon...
Marine scientist and Questacon Science Show presenter Andy Leach explains why the show concentrates on the scientific theme of pressure.
So we spoke about pressure first because that's something that they will be experiencing every day of their life, so they can kind of get a handle on that. And it's also really fun. You can do amazing things with engineering and maths and a bit of physics involved. And then we moved on to liquid nitrogen because there's a few things that they might not have experienced liquid nitrogen before or seen it, so we thought we'd try and wow them with some amazing experiments with liquid nitrogen and to show some amazing things that scientists do.
So what are you trying to do here? I get that you're talking science. Why are you bringing it to the bush?
So the Shell Questacon Science Circus has been running for over 30 years. It's a partnership between the Australian National University and the Science and Technology Centre, Questacon, in Canberra. And for 30 years, we've been bringing the Shell Questacon Science Circus to rural and remote and regional areas all around Australia. We kind of try and skip the major cities because they serve us enough with all the other science things. So we mostly focus on the bush and rural and remote communities and trying to bring the science that we'd get in the city out to them so they can get the kids just as excited about science as we do as well.
Why is it important?
It's really important because science and engineering, STEM fields, are the future for a lot of Australia's industry. I think it's like 10% of our whole GDP depends on science, engineering, or STEM fields. So it's the way of the future, and we want all kids to be engaged and excited with science so they can move on to the 21st century economy as well.
Ro Cunningham from Alice Springs School of the Air says the circus is a great way to bring science into the lives of kids from the bush.
I think some of the kids don't have a lot of science in their lives. There's lots of English, there's lots of maths, but science, you know, I think it's something that these kids are going to need for employment in the future. So there was a lot of interest with our middle year students today about going on to further education in science. So that was great that was motivating for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Even locally, when you talk about the cattle business, it's more and more about the science, the genetics, breeding.
Absolutely. A lot of our station kids are really up there with the different kinds of breeds of cattle and the organics and the science around breeding cattle now. So, yeah, it was really important for them to get that connection today of how that can help them on their stations or out at ranger stations or wherever they are. Yeah, really good.
Wouldn't that just squeeze the other women?
Yeah, we could actually try that right now if you wanted, right?